We are on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Aleph. Towards the end of the Amud, the Gemara had said Pshat and the Mishnah. That what it says in the Mishnah, Rab Shimonai Makotshim, Shechayu Bach Yusam, Vishalem Tashlumei Dalet Vahey, means, was Goynev Hegdish Mibes Bailem, and Alts Halacha, Dova Hagoyram Lamomen Kemomen Dome, we consider Keilu, the Bailem, was a Bailem on the Kolben, and that is why it's considered the guna of Mibeis Oish. Around 7 lines from the bottom, Mechdei Shaminele L'Rab Shimon, Domo Shchite She'ime Ru'uyo Lo'ishmo Shchite. We had in the, we learned before, that Rab Shimon holds a shchite she'ina ro'uya lo yishma shchite. A sheichet es a treifa, a nimtze es treifa. So according to Rab Shimon, there's no chiyuv, dalad vehei. If one shechts a behemoth that was gigambit, the nimtze es treifa, because it's a shchite she'ina ro'uya, it's not ro'y l'achila. We learn out, says Utvoyach Tevach Vahochein, and there it seems that Tviche Shchite is called something that after the Tviche it is Roi Lachila Vahochein, makes it Roi Lachila. So Rab Shimon holds it does not have a shame Tviche unless after the Tviche it's Roi Lachila. But if it's not Roi Lachila, there's no Chiyuv of Dalet Vehei. So the Gemara asks, is Kotshim Nami Shchite She'ein Ruyei? So the Gemara asks, Kotshim is a Shchite She'ein Ruyei. He stole a korban, and the Gemara understood he shechted it Bachutz. Now, Shchute Chutz is also Bachile. So why, according to Rab Shimon, are we chayiv dalad vehei? What does Rashi say? Shemine leile Rab Shimon de masnisin de pota atvicha streife. Rab Shimon holds if a person shechted a gigambit a behemah and he found that it was streife, there's no chayiv dalad vehei because it's not called atvicha. Is kotchim nami shchite shein ruyihi. De kotchim hanishchotim bachutz psulim. Umay taime de Rab Shimon de oma kotchim shechayv bachiyusim chayiv shechayv dalet vehei. Shim gonav kotchim betovchom de chayiv betashlumei dalet vehei. Hakari bichayiv dalet vehei vishechted it. The Shchite She'ein Ruya. So the Gemara says, Ki Osi Rav Dimi Omar Rabbi Yochanan. So he said, it's speaking about B'Shoichet T'mimim Mibifnim L'Shem Bailam. It's speaking about he stole a behemoth from the Balakom. And he went and took this korban, and he took it into the Beis HaMikdash, and he shechted it in the Beis HaMikdash, l'shem Bailam. So fakert, so it's gewaldig. So he was makriv the korban of the Bailam. When you shecht a korban, it's mutar b'achila. So that's the case, that's no problem. He didn't shecht it bachutz, he shechted it bifnim l'shem bailam. Frech the Gemara, but that's terrible. If that's the case, Rechazra Keren LeBailam. So it comes out that the Bailam received the Dava Hagono. It was returned to the Bailam. Because what did the Bailam want to do with the Korban? The Bailam wanted to shech the Korban in the Beis Hamikdash. The Shmon. And that's what he did. He shechted it for them. So the Bailam got back the Korban. So the din is, if the Bailam gets back the Korban before we schlep the Ganef to Bezdin, there is no Chiyiv Kekel, there's no Chiyiv Dalet Vehei, he returned the Behemoth to the Bailam by shechting it in the Beis HaMikdash L'shem HaBailam. So that can be pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Chiyiv Dalet Vehei. If the case is the way that Dimiyam Rabbi Yochanan said that he shechted it in the Beis HaMikdash L'shem Bailam, so fakir, there's no chiyuv whatsoever. He returned the Keren, returned the Dava Hagonu, and he's potter from everything. Omar Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Ovin Shenishpach Adam. Now it's speaking about that the Maise, he shechted it, and then the Dam, which we need the Zrikas Adam in order to create a Ritzui, the Dam spilled out. So the Dam spilled out, so Lamaisa there never was a Ritzui. So the Bailam never got back his Korban. That means the Tachlis, that means if there was a Hakrov Ruhuya, there was a Zrike, and so then the Bailam got back the Dava Hagona, what he wanted to do with the Behemoth, so it's like done with the Behemoth. The Behemoth was Geshach in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shem Bailam, and there was Rike, so that's considered, he got back that what was stolen. But Lemaise, the Kahanim spilled the Dam, Shenishpach Adam, so since the Dam got spilled, they never got a Ritzui. So that's not called Choser Keren LeBailam. That's not called Choser Keren LeBailam. That is one Peretz. Ki also Rovin Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rovin said another Peretz. B'shoichet t'mimim b'fnim sh'loi l'shem b'ailam. It is speaking about that the Behema was geshochten in the Beis HaMikdash, shaloi l'shem baila, not l'shem ha-baila. So what did Rovin accomplish with this talent? He accomplished as follows. We're speaking about, let's say, shlomim or toide, that is nishchat shaloi l'shem bailam. So the korban is kosher. Elosh le'olu l'bailam l'shem choyva. That means it was kishochten shaloi l'shem bailam. So the bailam will not have a kiyum on his nether. He has to bring another korban because he has to bring a korban that's nishchat l'shem bailam. It was nishchat shaloi l'shem bailam, so it comes out that the bailam never acquired his ritzui, so he has to bring another korban. So l'mais is azoi. So it wasn't chozra keren l'bailam. He never got repaid because he shechted it shaloi l'shem bailam. So he never got repaid. The korban was not nikrad l'shmai, but le'idach gise. But since the korban is kosher, it's a kosher korban, so it's roi l'achile. So it's called a shchita ruya. So that is the teret. That means we had a problem if it's shochta b'fnim. So it's chazer keren l'bailim. So that we have two mahalchim. It wasn't chazer ken lebailim either because it was nishpach adam, or it wasn't chazer ken lebailim because it was nishchat shaloi l'shem bailim. But the problem that the Gemara was ma'ira, it's a shchita shein eruya, it's not roi lechel, that was only through under the assumption that he shechted it pachutz. Since a shchita shein eruya, it's also b'achila. But if it's speaking about he shechted it bifnim, so it's muta b'achila, so it's called a shchita ruya. But Lamaise, the Bailam was not Yaitse his Chayva with this Shchite, because of one of two reasons, either it was Nishpach Adam or it was Nishchat Shaloi L'Shem Bailam. So Memele, so it's not considered Chazra Keren Le Bailam. So that is why the Ganav pays Dalet Vei. Let us see what Rashi says. Bereichos rekeren lebala bayis, hoyul l'shem baylem nizbechu. So the Gemara says, shen nishpach adam. U'miyu b'shash shchita ruyahi. B'shash shchita, it was roi to become muta b'achila, because you were then capable to be zayrik the dam. L'maise, the dam spilled later, but it's called a shchita ruya, and this will perhaps understand a little better as the sugya progresses. Rav Yitzchak bar Oved, Ravin Amar Rav Yochanan said, Shaloi l'shem ba'alayim. The shchita ruya hi, the shchita is a kosher shchita. The kaim alon kol hazvachim shenizbachu shaloi l'shman k'sheirim. A korban that's geshochen shaloi l'shma is kosher, so it's a kosher korban, it's real achille. The keren loichozra lebailim, but the keren was not choyza lebailim. The kaim alon shli olo lebailim l'shem choyve, he wasn't yoytze his choyve. He wasn't mekayim his neder, so that's not called that he got it back. The korban he did never get back, he has to now bring another korban. Let us see Taisvis. Rab Shimon ha'omar shchita she'ina ru'uya loy shmo shchita. So the Gemara is asking a problem that we're saying pshat in the Mishnah according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon personally holds that you need a shchita ru'uya. And this is a shchita sheina ruya. The Gemara held that speaking about it was geshochten bechutz, it's shchutei chutz, and that's a shchita sheina ruya. So Taisvus says as follows, holoi itzterich, to ask the kasha, why is he chayiv dalet vehei, tap shimel shita say hold, you need a shchita ruya. This kasha has to be asked in this oifen, elo mishuman diyoma ein l'shchita elo l'psoif. L'man diyoma diyeshna l'shchita mitchila v'atsoif. Motzi l'mitzrach afilu sova rab shimen shchita she'eina ru'uya shmo shchita amai chayim ashchut eichutz Talad vehei mechishachet beipulta osro v'idoch lav demore kotovach. Now let us explain what Taisvus is saying. We had this cheshbon before in the Gemara by Takruvus Abay Nezore, but let's again explain what Taisvus is saying. There's a machloikis if we say eino l'shchita elo l'psoit, or yeshna lishchita mitchila ba'atzayf. Eina lishchita elo lepsayf means that the concept of shchita, the process of shchita, only comes about by the gmar shchita. That means it's only called a shoychet Gabi all halachas when I'm going on the shechita, when I finish the shechita. So, Kozman, I'm in the process of shechting, and I wasn't going with the shechita. I didn't do anything yet. There was no shechita whatsoever. It's not called shechute chutz. I didn't shecht it yet. It first will become shechute chutz bigmar ashechita. My chiyev tviche will also be bigmar atviche. When I finish shechting, so then it becomes shechutei chutz, which is also b'achile. Then I'm chayiv dalet v'hei. So the Gemara asked, your chayiv dalet v'hei is first chal bigmar hazviche, then you finish shechti. And with the gmar shechite, it's not muta because it's shechutei chutz. So that is only if you hold, you need a shechita ruya. If you hold, you don't need a shechita ruya, you don't need a shechita that's matter the behemah, so then there's no problem. I shechted it, and after the shechita, it's not roya l'achila. So it doesn't have to be roya l'achila. A shechit v'nimtzeis treif, you also chayim dalad bay. So therefore, if you hold, yesh eino l'shechita elo l'psoif, the kasha can only be asked according to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds you need a shechita ruya, and with the gemar shechita, the shechita is not matter because it's shechute chutz. But there's a man the yoma that holds that yeshno l'shechita mitchilo ba'atzoif. That means that every mashehu of shechita has a toiras shechita. So Tosfos says, if that, according to that man the yoma, the kasha does not have to be asked Rab Shimon l'shitosai. The kasha is asked afilu, not according to shitas Rab Shimon. You can ask a kasha as follows: if a person has a kovet and he starts shechting it b'chutz, so the tchilas hashchite is a ma'aseh shechita, yeshno l'shechita metchila batzoif, every inch of shechita is considered a ma'aseh shechita. So when he started shechting it b'chutz, so it's called shechutei chutz. This is called shechutei chutz. Shechutei chutz is also b'hano. If it's also b'hano, let us just say a poshet b'shat, we said two mahalchem in the Gemara before, but let us just say for practical purposes that Issa Hano is not Shel Bailim, something that's also Bano does not belong to the Bailim. So the minute he started shechting it, it became also Bano, and it does not belong to the Bailim anymore. Now by the Chiyav Tviche, we need a Tvochai Kulai B'Yisura. The whole Tviche has to be a Tviche Shel Issa. If he shechted it, he started shechting it b'chutz, and we hold yeshno l'shechita mitchila b'atzoif, so the tchilas hashechita asad it b'hano, in the minute it's also b'hano, so it's ois b'ilems, so the rest of the shechita, I'm not shechting the b'ilems b'hame, it's also b'hano. So the Gemara could have asked Akasha, since we're speaking about Shechutei Chutz, that's how the Gemara understood. So if it's Shechutei Chutz, so the Tchilas HaShechita makes it also Bahano, so by the Gemar Shechita, Lav the Mori Koshochit. So why is he Chayim? Gemara could have asked this Kasha. No, the Gemara is going to hold Eino L'Shechita Elo L'Psoi. So when he started shechting it, it's nothing. It's not shechutei chutz. It first becomes shechutei chutz by the gemar of the shechita. So then there's no problem. Then the chiyev tviche is chal. So that's why the gemar they ask a shayla. But Rabbi Shimon holds, you need a shechita that's matter, need a shechita ruya. Rabbi Chanan is Ma'ira Rakashe, or Ha'ora, and this Tosfos. And we'll see Lechayre, this Aure will be very much Negea later in the next Taisvus also. The Gemara asked Akashe, it's Shchita She'ina Ru'uya. It's not, it's Shchita She'ina Ru'uya. Shchuta Echutz is Shchita She'ina Ru'uya. Why, where do we find that Shchuta Echutz is not Roy? Are you not allowed to eat it? It's also Bano. Taisus says it's also Bano. Where does it say that Shchuta Echutz is also Bano? Where do you have such a makir that Shchut Echutz is also Bano? So there's a machloikis Rashi and Taisvis in Kedusha. Rashi says, you know why it's also Bano? So Rashi says, because every korban is also Bano. And what is matarit Bano? The Zrike. But that's not you make a Shchita b'chnim. If you make a Shchita b'chut, you don't have a zrike that's capable of being matter the kol. So shchut echutz is also bahano, not as a new iser hano. The iser hano of the korban remains. It doesn't fall off because you don't have a matter of zrike. That is shitas Rashi. In Taisves, the Achronim say hold, Taisves in Bedushin, Matna, the stipler, hold is an Issa of Shchut Echutz. Now, Yeshech, Bechutz, it comes also by no. It's not because the Verkert, Yeshech, that it becomes Ice Kolben, and there's a new Issa Hano. Zot Rabol Chano. The Kasha of Toisviz is only if you learn, according to Shittas HaToisviz, that Shchut Echutz creates a new Iser Hano. So Taisus said, if you hold Yeshna L'shchita Metchila V'atzoif, as soon as I start shechting it, it became also Bahano. So there's a reason I should be part of on Dalet Vey, because love the Mori Katovach, and that's about normally. But according to Rashi, he says, what shall love the Mori Katovach? It was a Kolben before. It's called the Bailim's Kolben. And we call it Tura Durum, and Vashem Tura Durum. It's called the Bailim's Kolben. The Bailim made a Kolben. So now I shechted the Bailim's Kolben, so it became also Bano now. Whatever was till now was now. So Memele. So the Shchit is not, does not create a new Isarano. The old Isarano doesn't fall off. So just like before, when there was an Iser Hano, it's considered the Bailim's Kolben, it's called the Morei Kotovach, it's called the Kolben of the Bailim, so still the Kolben of the Bailim. Maybe Kamuta Bachila. But the Iser Hano is the Iser Hano of the Kolben, which will not be Kamuta. So he says, then it's not Shver, Tois Veskashe, the Gemara could have asked, Lav the Morei Kotovach, it's not Lav the Morei Kotovach. Just like it was considered the Bailim before the Shchita, even though it's a Kolben, so it's after the Shchita, it's also the Bailim. So the whole problem that the Gemara has, it's not Roy Lachila, not a Shchita Ruya. Now let us see the next Taisvis. Shchita She'eino Ruya Hi V'loish Ma Shchita. So Taisva says that what Rav Shimon holds, Shchita She'eina Ruya does not have a Torah Shchita. So Taisva says it's not Legabi all halachas. Legabi arbo v'chamisha, Legabi the chiyev tviche of Dalet Vei, you need a Shchita Ruya. The Gomar we learn out, mi utvoyach tevach v'hochein. It says, by when the Shiftei Kor came to Mitzrayim, so Yosef said they should shecht for them. Tvoyach tevach v'hochei. So Tviche is cool. If after the Tviche, it's v'hochei, it's you're capable of eating it. So Memele, so Rav Shimon holds, wherever it says Shchite, wherever it says Tviche, it has to be a Tviche in a Shchite HaMateres. So that's why the Gemara is Takashe. But here, since it's not Mater, because it's Shchut Eichut, so you shouldn't be Chayiv on Tviche. But not by all cases is there such a klal that a shchita shein ruya loy shmo shchita bar milagabe lav the shchut echutz. Taisu says is an isa of shchut echutz, not la to shech ba akov bachutz. So lechayre, if you shecht it bachutz, it's also bachila. So how is it called shchut echutz? According to Rabbi Shimon, it doesn't have a shame shchita if it's not matter. The Ba'ochi Chayim Rachmona. So you have to say, Bashchut Echutz, the love of Shchut Echutz, Yo'ive the love, Afilu, Yo'ive the love, Afilu, it's not matter Bachila. Fine. Ve'im Toima. Now, Toisvis is going to ask Akasha, which really late in the Gemara we'll see similar cheshbonos. So Taisus asked such a kash. The Gemara asked, Shchut Echutz, Shchut Echutz is also bachila. So why is he chayim dal vehei? It's a shchita shein eruya. Why is it considered a shchita shein eruya? Hayochel livdois b'shas pirches debar hamode varochi k'demrine v'egbeis dechulen ve'ein lecho mum godol Yaisel Mishrita. Now let us elaborate to try to understand this discussion. The din is, if you have a kolben that became a balmum, so the din is you can be paid the kolben. You can be paid the kolben. You say it aleph. You say it beit. We'll see as the thesis progresses. There's a shaila by pidyon of a kolben. Do you need hamode v'haroche? That means it says by pidyon kodesh that you have to stand up the behemah and be marech and figure out the value of the behemah before you pipe it. So Tosfos says as follows. Taisva says, I shechted a behime, bachutz. Shechted a behime, bachutz. Now that it's geshochten, completely geshochten, it's being mefalches, it's still, there's still some life in it after the shechit, it's shaking, it's jumping around. But we'll see Taisva's old, it's Taisus will bring a Gemara, it's still a bar hamoda v'haroche. That means, Taisus brings a Gemara, that you have a behemah after shchita, we talk over to the behemah, we go over to the, listen here, we shechted you, but please cooperate, we want to be paid to you now, so please just stand up, the kohen should be able to figure out how much you're worth, and the behemah obliges, the behemah stands, the kohen figures out how much the baim is worth with this mum of shchita, and then, now you can die gesunta, hey, fine, now the baim will die. But there is a zman after the shchita, before, when it's mefalches, before it dies, that it's a bar hamoda v'haloch. You could be paid it. So Taisus is asking, Amoyra di kekash. Taisus is asking, the Gemara has a problem over here that the behemah is also bachila, because it's the beim is offer bachile because it's chut echut. So Taisvi says, who says it, it's also bachile if you won't be poided. So it's also bachile. Because we'll talk about that soon. It's also bachile, we won't be poided. But if you'll be poided, so memele, so then it becomes chulen. So then it should be muta bachile. So you'll tell me after the shechit it's not royal if the so they say that's wrong. They say it's a gemara in chulin that after the shechit and it's still mefaches, it's still jumping around, it's a bar hamode v'haroche, and memele you could be paided, and if you'll be paided it'll become chulin and it's royal achila. So it's a shechit aruya. What is the problem of the gemara? Now, before we go further, we had mentioned before a machloikis, why is shchut echutz osa? Rashi or shchut echutz is osa because you don't have a matter. You don't have a matter of zrika, that's why shchut echutz is osa. According to Rashi, is moira diktais viskash. Taisus says, you don't have a matter, but now this behemoth be, right, it's a korban. Now this behemoth after the shechita became a balmum. So now, you don't have a matter of zrike, but it's a korban balmum. Let's chap a rein and be paided, and you can still be paided. So Mamela, according to Rashi, is meiridik, good, Taisus kasha. So Taisa says it's a shechita ruya. I could, it's roi lachila. After the shechita, I could be paided. The whole reason it was also bachila is because I don't have a zrika, but now that it became a balmum, I have a pidyon. So he could be paided. It's geshochten. It's a bar a mod of aroche. So Taisa is a merdike kash. If you learn, we mentioned that Shita Dwey Rabbochon and Sashita Satoisvis, there's a new Isser Hano, there's a new Isser of Shchut Echutz. Zan Isser was chal when you started, when you shechted it. Fragt Rabbi Kivega, so it became us already. So now you'll be pointed. Pidyon doesn't work retroactively. Pidyon works for Mikana Lahabe. So Memele, Memele, it became ready also, al shchut echutz, which is a new issa, and now you'll be paided. So, good, you'll be paided. So, it's chulen. But it won't become muta bachile, because there's an issa of shchut echutz. Rabbi Kivega seems to ask this kash. He doesn't mention Rashi in Tosfos. It's very unclear what he means to answer. He means to answer according to Rashi. But I'd just like to mention this ha'ore. This is a meredika ha'ore. It's not so, if it be a new Isser of Shchut Echutz, so Memele Pidyon would not be a trufe. If you learn like Rashi, the Kasha is Amaradike Kasha. That means there's no new Isser of Shchut Echutz. Shchut Echutz is a Shechted a Kolben without a Heter of Zrike. So I don't have a Heter of Ektoises, but now I got a Mumbor Hashem, and now I could still be Poided, so this Shchita could be Matar at Bachila. That's, then it's very good taste with kash. Let's again in a minute. Bim taima, but my choshev lay shchita shein eruya. Why is this called a shchita shein eruya? Ha yochel livdois b'shas pilches. It's still about p'diya when it's still jumping around after the shchita. The bar hamodav arochei kedemrine bepeg beis bechulun. The Gemara says in Chulun clearly that after shchita it's a bar hamodav arochei. The ein lecha mum gogol yoisa mishchita. You have a geshochten in the behemoth, there's no bigger mum than that, it's geshochten already. So it has all the components that you need in order to be paid it. It's a bal mum. It's still alive. It tabar amoza baroche, so I could be poided now, and the shchit will be matter. The ein svar loyma the lefisha nivsal, since it became nivsal, lahakrove through the shchita, shuv ein loy pidyon, so pidyon won't help anymore. So Taisa says the bishloime psul shehu b'sreife. That means if a psul that would create a din sreife would be nitfas on this korban kigoy pigul. So then, let's say a person shechted a behime, he was mefagel. He thought to eat chutz l'zmanoi. He's mefagel b'shchite. So there could be ein loy p'diyeh. Mishum the mitzvah l'seilfoy, because it's a mitzvah to burn pigul. So the mitzvah sreife is mafkiya the din pidyon. You can't be poided now. I'm so sorry. There's a mitzvah to burn it now. So the psul pigul is mafkiya the din pidyon. Kimrin beperik kol sho, kol shebekaydish posul ba'ish yisorek. Every psul and kaidish, that's like pigul, naiso, is if it became possible, there's a mitzvah sreife. So memele, so that psul is mafkiya the avsharos opinion. Avol shchitas chutz eino b'sreife. But if you shech something chutz lazore, there's no chiyev sreife. Ella bekvure, you bury it. People shouldn't be nitshul b'achilosai. Kenevrine beperik ad kamo. The Gemara says, mi she'enoi mumche, a person was not a mumche, that means, the din is that a bukhair tam, the din is you have to shecht it on the Beis HaMikdash, it's a cold. A bukhair bal mum, is nishchat b'mdini, don't have to be poided. A b'cher b'almum is nishchat b'mdini. He can check it, a zor can eat it. A b'cher b'almum is mutka b'achila. But who is capable of deciding if it's a b'almum or not? You need a mumche. If a person is a mumche and he says that it's a mum, so you shecht it, so you're allowed to eat it, because I rely on his mumchiyus. I assume it's a bal mum, and therefore I'm allowed to eat it. But what if a einoi mumche said it's a mum? Chazal did not rely on an einoi mumche, so that means so we have to an einoi mumche said it's a mum. Chazal did not rely on this Eine Mumche, so we have to be chayish that maybe it's not a mum. It's not a mum. And if it's not a mum, so it's Shchut Eichutz. So what do you do with Shchut Eichutz? So the Taisa brings the Gemara B'chayres, Mi she'enei mumche, v'ro'at ha'b'chayr, v'nishchat al-piv, harei zo yikover. It says you bury it. There's no mitzvah of sreife. It's not a psul koidish. It's a psul who's geshochten shchut eichutz. So there's only a din kvure. Fine. So memele, so Tosfos has a kasha. Tosfos has a kasha. What is the Gemara's problem? The Gemara has a problem that according to Rab Shimon, that is Mechayiv, Dalet Vehey, if a person shechts a korban, so he must say, but Rab Shimon knows he needs a shechita ruye. And a korban that was geshocht in Bechutz is not a shechita ruye. So Taisus has a problem. No, it is called a shechita ruye, because after the shchita b'chutz, calls one it's mefaches, you can make a mother baroche, and it's roi lepidyim. So, and if you'll be paided, it becomes chulen, and you'll have to eat it such a shchita week. Umiyu, לדברי המפורש, לחושב המפרחסס כחיה, אלא כגוין ישראל בתמיה וגוי בתהירה, ולאף שחיתה היא, דהי דשוחת בו שניים ערב שניים, ודאי מפרחסס הרי כחיה, דפרק בייס דחולן אין המשנה בשמוקם, להיינו היא דוי ורויטב דשוינם ישראל בתמיה, אבל היכה דשוחת כי תקומה, לחושב מפרחסס כחיה, מסיישב כאן, ששחיתה זכות לאו בספטיהי, כיוון דשחיתה גמורי, להויץ מידי נבלה, וגם לתירה בחילה, עם הויה לא פידיה. דוח עליבי דרב שימן קיימי, דבי רב יויך נמר, ישלו כשמיידי דקות שמסבח לרב שימן, אבל בכלל, המודה והרוכה, כדמרין עם פרק בסחה דתמורה, לוי פליגי, אלו עליבי דרבונו. Now, Taisvah said a mouthful over here. Let us try to explain what Taisvah said now. Taisvah had a gemara in Chulin that said, Shochat bo shnayim, the person shechted both simonim, which is a perfect shechita. Vadayim mefacheses, and it's still jumping around, harehi kechaya, it's alive. Is this so? Taisus had such a gemara, even though it's alive, but it's even though it's geschochten, there's no isar aveva minachai. But arei kechaya, it's called alive. It's geschochten, it's called alive. So Taisus wants to say, No, that is not poshut. This, to say it's geschochten and it's alive, it's not eva minachai and it's still alive, that doesn't make sense. I mean, one of the two. If it's geschochten, it's dead. It's jumping around as lemal lemayrit, but to say it's alive, even though it's geschochten, that doesn't make sense if the shlita helps. So there's one man, the Omar, that says that this maima of shochto, shochat bo shnayim, vaday mafachesus arei hi kechaye, is still alive, and therefore Pidyon will help, make a mother baroche. That is speaking about two unique cases. Case number one, that a yid shechted a behemoth meyer. He shechted a sus. Shechted a behemoth meyer. Or, a goy shechted a behemoth meyer. Now, in these two cases, there's no hilche shchita. There's no hilche shchita by a yid shechting a behemoth meyer. There's no hilche shchita by a goy shechting a behemoth meyer. So then we say, so if it's not geschochten, and it still be mefaches, it's alive, she can make pidyon. But if a yid shechts a behemoth tahira, and it has a din shochut, you can't say it's alive. If you're allowed to eat it, it's not called even minachai. So memele, so that you can't say it's shochut and the shchita helped, and it's a kosher shchita and it's still alive. These things are contradictory. Agavuche, let's just go off on a tangent for 2 minutes. The Proshes Drochem wants to explain. Chazal tell us Yosef spoke Lashon Hara on the Shvotim, on his brothers. One of the Lashon Haras he spoke was, שדת נחשד על איבה מן החי, דהיד איבה מן החי. He was ננש. So, כאן שואל הבן, did they eat איבה מן החי? Did they eat איבה מן החי? Was he right? Was he wrong? What happened over here? See? So the Proshes Drochim wants to say, אמרה דקזח. Die Schwotim schächted הבאימה, and then they took off, after the Shechita was still Mephachas, and they took off a chelik of the Bosa. After the Shechita. The Shvatim held, they have it in Ben Yisrael, even though it was before Matan Torah. So there's no Yisr of Eva Menachai, it's geschachted. Yosef was Chayish, we're not eating, maybe Lechumra we're eating, but not Lekula. Maybe we still have a din B'nai Noyah. So Aben Noach that shecht, it's not called a shechita. Aben Noach, in order to become Oisa, even when the guy has to die. And you're eating before it dies, when there was still Mephachas, so you're eating even when the guy. That was the Machloikis, Yosef and the Shiftei Kor. And both were right according to what they held. The Shiftei Kor held the Bnei Yisrael, Afilu Lekula, and Yosef held the only Lechumra B'nai Yisrael, but Lekula, but they still have a din B'Noyah. So Al Kaponim, so let's get back to Tosfos. So Tosfos says, Tosfos is a teret on the kash. Tosfos says that what I have a Gemara in Chulin, that the Gemara in Chulin says, Shochat by Shnayim, Harei kechai lechol dovo, that it's alive. That Tavkif is talking about a yid shechted a horse, or a goy shechted a behemoth, tahira. Then it has a din chai, because there's no din shchita in these two cases. But our Gemara was speaking about that a yid shechted a kolbin b'chutz. So, the minute it's geschachten, you can't be pointed anymore. Because it's geschachten already. Here it doesn't have a din chai. So it's a la paramoda varoche. That's what Tosfos wants to emphasize. Let us see in a way again the lotion of Tosfos. We should understand the Tosfos. The Tosfos says, Miu le divrei amaforish. According to the maforish, the loichoshiv amaforchesus kechai, who said, Vices is a sheet in this, and a sheet of Rishonim, that a mafachesis is not called a chayo, it's a light, elo kigoin Yisroel b'tmeya, only. When a yid shechted, a behemah t'meya, or v'goy b'teire, the lav shchiti, it doesn't have a teire shchiti. The Eid is shochet bo shnayim, erev shnayim v'adayim v'fachas v'zareyu kechayi the perik beiz d'chula. That what the Gemara says in perik beiz d'chula nezad in chaye, ein o mishne v'shemok, it doesn't say any place. Elahayne hi do'el v'arayte, the shaynim, and there the Gemara says, pshad, it's speaking about Yisrael b'tmeyer, or Hakam b'teyre. Avol heichet de shochta ki tikuno, Lechoshiv mefarcheses kechaye is memele, according to this mahalach, is misyashiv kan, smelu yevateret on the kashe, the shchit aschutz la baspediye. If you shechted b'chutz, the Tosfos had wanted to say that after the shchite, since you bekoyech to be poided, it's called a shchite ruye. And why you bekoich to be poided? Because shochet bo shnayim eroiv shnayim ereyeh in its mefaches ereyeh kechaye. So Tosfos says, no, this halacha was only said by shchitas akum. But a shchitas Yisrael is not called kechaye. So after the shchita, it's not roile p'tiyah. So it's a shchita shein eruyom. And now Tosfos says a little further that there's a shaila if you need hamoda varoche by kotche mizbeach. There's a shaila if you need hamoda varoche by kotche mizbeach. But according to Rav Shimon, you zicha need hamoda varoche. Doch, Alibi, der Rab Shimon Kaimi, der bei Rab Yechim, der Rishlok, ich meide, der Kotsch, im Isbech, der Rab Shimon, hoye bechlal amode varoch, ich demine berg Basra, der Tmure, lei pligi al Alibi, der Rabona, so me meile, ist verämpfer, der Kasche. Tois is had a problem. Why does the Gemara consider Shchute Chutz Ashrite Sheine Ruyo after the Shchite could still be poided and be matred Pachila? So Taisva says, I got news for you. After the Shchite, you can't be poided because it's after Shchite, it's a lav bar Amod of Aroche, and you need Amod of Aroche by Kodshim Izbeir, Ali Bidarabshim. Fine. But Taisva says, good. Our sugya is taken care of. But Taisus holds this does not solve the problem. Avo mikol mokim kosher. Taisus says, I have a kasha. L'reish lokish aribe derabono. According to Reish lokish aribe derabono, the kotshe mizbeach loyhoyu bechlal hamode varoch. Reish Lakish holds Kotche Mizbeach, you don't need Hamode Baruch. Kidomar Hasam. So it comes out, if you don't need Hamode Baruch, that means even if it's dead, it could also be poided. So it comes out, according to the Rabbonon, every Shchut Echutz, you could be paid it. It'll come out. Taisus just said, so the whole dreidel, we're going to leave it to Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds that Kotchim is Bech Nid Amod of Aroche. And after Shchita, you can make Amod of Aroche. So, Memel, it's a Shchita Shein Eruye. But Taisus says, but let's get down to brass tacks. According to the Chachomim, Alibi the Reish Lakish, that you don't need Hamode Baharoche by Kotchim Mizbeach. So Toysu says, but I never saw any place in Shas that if you shechted Shchut Eichut, you could be poided. I didn't find any place in Shas. And here we're speaking about the Balei Toysu, where Shas on their fingertips, the Loimish Tamit Bishum Mokim Lishum Tanishi and Iftim. I didn't find any place that by Shchut Echut you should be able to be paided. V'doichek loimati midarabonon udein Iftim. So doichek to say, midarabonon, you can't be paided Shchut Echut, lefisha osa mum zeb yadayim, since he made the mum. So that is why there's no dimpidion, kishamat l'mum, shein nishchat, v'nitoy de'oy simum. That's the Rabbonu dikedin. V'yesh loima. So Taisu says a teret on the yetzim kasher. The mum, shehu michayim. A mum that the beime had b'chayim. That's called a behema balmum. Choshev mum lipodes al yodai. That means you have a behema balmum. The behema died. You can be paid to the behema. You can be paid to the behema. A balmum, there's a din pidyon. Aval mum, the la'acha misa. Of a mum that occurred la'acha misa, that means you shechted it, now it's dead, so the whole mum comes about if it's dead. Then it's called a balmum. And such a balmum that occurs la'acha misa sabayme, there's no dimpidyon. The whole din pidyon of a balmum is if it's a mum mechay. A mum la'acha misa does not have a din mum to enable a din pidyon. En Teusus brings a raie vom Abareis en Tmure, ke desanje besoik Tmure behenje. An offen Abareis, meisu Tmimim, you had a Kolben that was not a Balmum, and it died. It died, a Kolben died. So what do you do with it? You cover it. You have to bury it. It's also, you have to bury it. You can't do anything with it. Balei mumim, what happens if a balmum died? You have to. So you can be painted. Blei boy, amode varoche. You don't need amode varoche. Upon the most going to, you don't need amode varoche. So after that, you can be painted. You can be painted a balmum. So we see, but not a balmum. You can't be poyder, even though it's dead. So it seems a mum, a mum de la acha misa, that's not a mum that is a din pidyon. There's to have a mum previously. So you see, it doesn't have a Teiras mum. Rabbi Kevega Tainas on Taisus, he doesn't understand the Raya of Taisus. Rabbi Kevega says as follows. Meisu Tmimim, so the Taka there's no mum. Mises Pshatis, the Behem is a Sholem like it was before. It lost the Chiyas. Good. So losing Chiyas is not called a mum. But if you shechted a behema and the neck is cut off, the simonim are cut, it could be this is called amum. You can't bring a raya from tmimim. Tmimim is only lost chiyah, so taka there's no mum whatsoever. You need a balmum in order to create a heter pidyon by a kol. But a geshocht in the behema, Rabbi Kevega Tainis, could be it is a balmum. Toises proves from this, you need a mum mechayim. He says, could be it's not mucha. But you need a balmum al kaponim. Meisot tmimim, there's no mum whatsoever. Shaloi l'shem balaya. So the Gemara said a second test, we had asked Akashim. We had asked Akashim if it was geshochten in the Beis Hamikdash. So that's why it's called a shchita ruuya. But it's chazer keren labaylam. So the Gemara says that speaking about it was geshochten shaloi l'shem baylam. So Taisva says, "Vuhu adin shaloi l'shmon," or it could have been, let's say, it was a toide he shechted it for a shlomim. One mahalach inami, or else Taisva says. Could be that scoop of pshat in the Gemara. Not that shaloi l'shem baileim means there was Reuven's Kolben, he shechted it for Shimon. No, shaloi l'shem baileim means that it was geshochten in a oifen that it won't help for the Bailim. That means he shechted a toide l'shem shlomim. Inami ahi nami kori shaloi l'shem baleya, because it's not oila l'baylam l'shem choyva, b'shem shlola l'baylam l'shem choyva. Right. We have here the vial two terutzim to perempher the kashe it's a shchita shein aruya. And the teretz was that is speaking about that it was Venire loy doichik lahamid v'nishpach adam. To make an akimta that was nishpach adam, he held this as a doichik. So he said it's speaking about shloi l'shem baila. For avdimi do'uk med k'nishpach adam, shim d'neich le'luk me b'chol kotshim shechai b'chyusim, v'b'shloi l'shem baleyam loy metuk me b'pesach v'chatos, v'mifzali shloi l'shmon. He wants to say it's speaking about all kotchim. Going of kotchim, he based balayim, it's near all kotchim. If it is speaking about that there was shleil l'shem baylam, so So we have to say that it was, it's not really about a Pesach Bechatos. A Pesach Bechatos, Shloilish Mos Posel. So that's why he held it's preferable to say, speaking about Nishpach Adam, that could be speaking about all Korbonos. Reish Lakish Amar, that means we have a problem how to understand, according to Rav Shimon, a person gamvit kochim bebeis paleim and he shechted it is chayiv dalet vehei. So we had a problem, but it's a shchita she'ein ruya. So we hear there two akimtes was geshocht in the Beis Hamikdash, shaloi lishmo, yishpach adam. That was the case. Reish Lakish omar b'shoichet balei mumin b'chutz. He said, speaking about a person shechted a korban, a person shechted a korban, but this korban was a balmum mikore, or a person, or not even, it wasn't even a korban, it was hig mumon koidem lehekdeshon. It is speaking about that the, it was a balmum, and he was magdishit, mekat kedushis bedek habayis, and he shechted it bachutz, and we'll see, so there's no iser of shchut echut, it's a balmum, and here we have a heter of oimed liftois, since it's a bar pnie, and we'll see, Rashi brings down, this is not kochim mizbeach, it's speaking about, it was a balmum de mikore. Abamum de mi ikore, you don't need hamod, so it's kdushes bedek abayis. So you don't need hamod of aroche. And you're bekoyach to be poided. So therefore it's called a shchita ruya.